He's worthy, yes, he is. He's worthy, yes, he is. Father, we bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Father, less of us, more of you. None of us, all of you. Father, we thank you, Lord God. How glory that this word shall go forth unhindered. How glory and uninterrupted. Hey, glory, by any satanic weapon or force. Father, we declare and decree, Lord God, that we will, that after the word, we will never be the same. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that as we are walking in this power of all, the power of all, your, the power of all, woo, the power of all, come on now, the power of all, the power of all, oh my God, I gotta say it again, the power of all. Oh, Father, there is nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, nothing out of place, nothing out of joint, Lord God. We are walking in the fullness and wholeness of God. Hey, glory. Woo, glory. Come on now. Somebody just begin to magnify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, oh God. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We were. You are worthy. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are worthy. Hallelujah. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Father, we bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah, we bless you. We glorify you, Lord God. Hallelujah, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Someone repeat after me. Say, I am the Son of God. I am the righteousness of God. Me, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one, and I walk in the power of all in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Come on now. See, you got to say it. The Bible says, you shall decree a thing, and it, what you decree, shall be established. It shall be created. It shall be formed. It shall go from spirit to the natural. From the spirit to the natural. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on now. Hey, glory. Come on now. Better get this. I'm trying to get it to you. Woo, my God, my God, my God. See you. Woo, my God. See, you have to understand who you are. I'm going to say it again. You have to understand who you are. You are not a servant slave. You are a son of God. You are. He said in Psalms chapter 82, ye are gods, and you are all children of the Most High. That means you are the offspring. You are a living descendant of Elohim. Oh, my God. You are a living descendant. I'm going to say it again. Of Elohim. You are a living descendant of Elohim. I got to say it one more time. You are a living descendant of Elohim. Come on. Let's go to this word. Amen. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word will fall to the ground. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Listen, go ahead and grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie. Come on now, let's get to this word. Amen. We are continuing with the power of all, okay? Acts chapter 2, and today we're going to be also in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, okay? We're going to deal with 2 Corinthians chapter 9, okay? We're talking about the power of all. The power of all, that's right. You're a living descendant of Elohim. Hey, glory. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. The power of all. The power of all. Come on. We're going to be in Acts chapter 2 and 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Amen. So listen, when you understand how glory, how this works, okay? The Father had already put a plan in place even before Adam fell. But when Adam fell, it was put into execution and operation, okay? All right, see. This is why he says that the seed, this is why his kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Oh, my God. See, this is going to mess with somebody, huh? Woo, my God. See, oh, my God, my God. See, this is going to mess with somebody, and I believe that we're going to have to go here. Oh, glory. I think it's in Genesis chapter 3. Amen. Okay, look at Genesis chapter 3. So that way we can get started. Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, amen. All right. We're going to go here first, Genesis chapter 3. When you get there, someone type amen. Okay, look at verse 13. And the Lord God said unto the woman, the Lord. Okay, now let's see who's talking. When we look at the word, it's Jehovah, okay? The Lord, Jehovah, Elohim. So we're talking about the creator. So this is Jehovah Elohim, the Lord God, said unto the woman, what is it that you have done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived or beguiled me, and I did eat. And so immediately God put his plan that was already in wait in operation. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed. Now, listen, when the Lord curse you, that means you have no connection with him or his kingdom. Oh, my gosh. High glory. Above, you are cursed. Above all cattle and above every beast of the field, upon thy belly shall you go. And which means that he had feet, that the serpent had feet first. Oh, come on now. And dust shall you eat all the days of thy life. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it, the seed, shall bruise thy head, and you shall bruise his heel. Woo, my God. So unto the seed of the seed. Okay, the Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So God had to put it in operation that it would be in operation forever. He said the seed of the woman. Oh, my God. The seed of the woman. Okay. This phrase, the woman, is the Isha of God, which is the female, okay? The female, okay? And then he said unto Adam, because you hearkened to the voice of thy wife and ate of the tree, which I commanded you not to do, you shall not eat of it, and cursed is the ground. This is why, okay, we have a hard time growing food and everything right now. Why? Because the Lord had, listen, don't think that there are not consequences, but because of the mercy of God, he doesn't pour out what we deserve. Okay, we don't want to hear that. Okay, so now, because the seed, now here is here's why this is key. The seed. Okay. Now let's go to Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost, here we go. And when the day of Pentecost was what? Fully come. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were whole all together with what? One passion, one mind in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from where? Heaven, not the earth, as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled what? All the house where they were sitting. Oh my God. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled, okay, filled to the full with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, okay? Oh my God, my God. Verse 7, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, aren't not all these that speak Galileans, then how do everyone hear themselves in their own language? Verse 12, and they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying, what does this mean? Okay, so now, all, the power of all, you're operating. God has opened up the portal of the power of all. That power filled the room, and it sat on each of them. They were all filled, and it activated, ha glory, the unblocking of the confusion of language, ho mama. Woo, because they all heard themselves. They all heard the prayer and the speaking of what was going on inside the room on the outside in their own language. Oh, I'm trying to get this to you. Get this in your spirit. When you get in one accord, in one passion, in one mind with God, when you begin to speak, everybody around you begins to understand and begins to act on your behalf. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God. Now listen, this is powerful. This is powerful. So you have to understand that when you get into alignment, and I'm really trying to slow down and teach this because I'm so excited, because this power of all is so powerful. They were all filled. They were all filled. Okay? They were all filled. All filled. They were all filled. Oh, my God. With the Holy Ghost, and began to speak. Hey, Brokosha. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. This is why the power of death and life is in your tongue. Why? He gave you a cloven tongue of fire. He gave you the tongue of the kingdom. Woo! And it's up to you to operate in the power thereof. Woo! My God, my God, my God. You better get this today. Woo! My God. Yeah. That's right. You can activate the power of your tongue. The power of speaking in the Holy Spirit language that was given, that was re-released at Pentecost. Woo, my God. Pente-phi, meaning grace, okay? Now, why is this important? I'm glad you asked. Now we can go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Come on now. Someone type, all power, all grace. Now remember, and I'm going to type this here, that the kingdom of God is built on seed time and harvest. So you got to get this in your spirit, okay? Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Come on now. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. The kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. This is why you cannot receive anything unless you first give. Okay? There is no harvest without first being seed time. This is God's This is God's law of the universe, okay? This is his law. This is how he created the universe, by seed time and harvest time, okay? Here we go, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, look at verse 6. But this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, but he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposed where? In his heart, the ground where the seed of the word is planted. Oh, come on now. So let him give, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loveth what? A cheerful giver. And God is able to make what? All grace abound where? Toward you. God, after you give, is able to make all grace abound where? Toward you. That you always having what? All sufficiency. So all grace activates all sufficiency in what? All things may abound to every good work. Okay? We got to stop right there for today. But when you understand that you're sowing your seed time and your heart, if you're not seeing, Jesus said, pray like this. Give me this day my what? Daily bread. If you're asking the Father to give daily bread, you must be sowing daily seed. Okay. Oh, my God. Woo. Daily seed activates daily bread. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. See, here's the key. Here's what we don't want to get to. This is why he says, cast your bread upon the water, and in many days it shall return. Why? Because when you cast out, the seed leaves your hand, but it never leaves your life. Woo! Oh, my God. I'm just trying to get this to you. See, I want you to get this understanding that in this season of all power, you must be sowing bountiful seed, because all means exactly what it means. All. It activates all. It activates the dunamis, the power, the ability of God. That's why it's called all power. Okay. Oh, my God. You begin to walk in God's power with, listen, you begin to walk in the power of God with full, unlimited access and authority to use it. Because he'll be able to trust you, and you'll be able to use it as you see fit. Oh, my God. Woo, but he must be able to trust you. He can't give you all power if you're not willing to sow all seed. Oh, my God. Okay. You don't believe me. One more scripture before we go. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Now listen, the kingdom is not built on tithe and offering. It's built on seed time and harvest. Okay. Look at what it says in Proverbs. We're going to do chapter 3, okay? Proverbs chapter 3. Look at what it says. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, okay? With what? All your heart, okay? I'm going to say it again. Trust in the Lord with what? All your heart. If you can't give the Father all your heart, he can't give you all of his power. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In how many ways? All your ways. Do what? Acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Respect, reverence the Lord, and depart from evil. Why? Because it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Here we go. Verse 9. Honor the what? The Lord with what? Thy substance, and with the first fruits of what? All thine increase. Oh, my God. You've been taught about Malachi 3:8, and that's not what the kingdom is built on. It's built on 3:9, Proverbs 3:9. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit, with the teruma of all thine increase. Oh, my God.
Woo! Why? So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with what? New wine. Oh my God. You activate the newness of God when you sow, when you honor with your substance and with the first fruit of your increase. See, I didn't say it. See, this is why it's not my opinion. It's the word of God. Come on now. Now let's go here. Oh, my God, my God. Thank you. Oh, my God. Listen. Just get this. Now. Let's sow the seed. He said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, high glory, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Oh my God. See, now he said, with all your getting, get what? Understanding. There we go. Oh my God. See, this is why you're going to prosper. This is why you're getting out of debt. This is why you diabetes and heart failure and congestive heart failure and high blood pressure is being healed. Why? Because you're getting understanding. Understanding unlocks all power. Oh my God. Woo. Oh my God. Now listen, sow your seed, okay? Sow your seed. Okay? You can first use the ministry, Restore Ministries International, and you can sow your seed using the PayPal at Restored MININTL. You can also scan the little QR code right there and it'll send you directly to the link. You can use the Zelle of the Church at Restored MININTL at gmail.com. You can also use cash. The church has a Cash App at $ Restored MI. And you can receive, you can also use the website at www.restoredministriesint.org. Now, that's the first way to give. Now, if you want to get where it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase, so your barn shall be filled. Okay? Now is when you activate and you tap into what is called the teruma. Now, remember, the kingdom is built upon what? What is the kingdom built on? It's built on seed time and harvest time. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Now, you activate the first fruit. You activate Proverbs 3:9 and the NI 3:10, your barns being filled with plenty and your presses bursting out with new wine when you activate the teruma. Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30. And the first of all, the first fruit of all things. Here we go. The first fruits of all things in every what? Teruma, every oblation of all, of every sort of your teruma shall be the priest. You shall also give the priest the first of your dough that he may cause the what? The blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord and make it rich and add no sorrow. To what? Rest in your house. So now when you activate this by sowing into the hand of the prophet, you are also activating the prophet's reward. Use my Cash App, $ Prophet MD Bryant. Use my Zelle, Michael at rtuproductions.com, or you can use my PayPal at PastorMichaelDBryant@gmail.com. But sow your seed. Now listen, sow your seed. Now listen, sow your best seed right now. Give a first fruit, sow a teruma right now. Into my Cash App, $ Prophet MD Bryant, and watch what God does starting today. Listen, this is why you can say, prove me. God says, prove me. Because you're proving him and you're making him activate what he spoke in his word. Father, I declare and decree as they sow the seed, as they sow the teruma, Father, bless them. Father, bless them going out and bless them going in. Bless them in the city and in the field. Woo, Father, bless everything that their hands touch. I declare and decree and call it so in Jesus' name. Father, you are activating the power of all. You are activating that their barns are being filled and their presses shall burst. Overflow in Jesus' mighty name. And I say it is so. Listen, don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Stay right here. The power of all is going to bless your life. Be blessed.